Boom, new episode. Welcome. This is Chima from Chima Chance Foot. We are here to discuss Liverpool versus Palace. Liverpool running out 3-0 winners and just quietly picking up the pieces, man. Before we get into it, once again, this is Chima from Chima Chance Foot. I want to say what's going on to everybody in South America and Africa and Europe who are listening. I get the numbers back. You all are incredible, and I appreciate the support. We have to talk about Liverpool versus Palace. And initially, I know that this is a day late, forgive me, but I've been traveling. And I know that we go through and we do the three midfield defense attack, we break it down. But I kind of wanted to just cut right to the chase and talk about my thoughts around the game and just how I felt the game went down generally. I think maybe that'll be the best thing for me to do. Starting off with, obviously, prayers up to Harvey Elliott. You know, I didn't necessarily get to speak about too much about Harvey Elliott during the last pod, and I just wanted to shout him out again. And apparently, there's a chance that he can play. But I felt like in the first half, Palace came out and Vieira had them well drilled. You know, Vieira had them getting at us. And there were a couple of moments, and I know there was that chance, Benteke versus Konate. And I thought that he acquitted himself well. I think he's, not only does Klopp like big defensive midfielders, but it's no secret, Lovren, Van Dijk, Matip, Konate, Jurgen likes tall, strapping center backs. For him, that's something important that he needs. He feels like that maybe is just a part of his game plan. So there was a chance, and it ended up with Alisson, who's obviously super aggressive. He comes out, and he kind of gets in no man's land, and he palms the ball on to the post. And I'm like, whoa. You know, at the end of the day, I remember Jurgen Klopp's first loss as Liverpool manager against Palace, 2017. And I absolutely remember how awful. I believe they were wearing yellow uniforms that day as well. I remember how awful I felt. So anyways, I really, really felt like Jota should have scored that early chance that he had. Obviously, it's a little bit weird, but Liverpool start to kind of gain an edge, and we start to kind of start piling the pressure on them, and we start to knock them back a little bit. Obviously, the goal comes from a set piece, which all of our goals came from apparently today. It was a weird stat. But Sadio Mane ends up being the first to the deflected effort from a Mohamed Salah header, which is a great header. He ends up being the first to react and is able to steer it home, which is just incredible. His 100th goal for Liverpool. And Sadio hasn't been playing in his vintage Sadio Mane style, which is kind of all action, just a constant threat. He's kind of had a rough, maybe even we'll say 18 months, but 100 goals for Liverpool. You know, I believe he's just the 8th player, or was it the 18th player. Either way, he's one of, you know, the very few players to do that. And he is just a Liverpool legend already for all that he's won and all that he's done. So big up yourself, Sadio Mane. Okay. Coming into the second half, Liverpool just started to turn the screw. Liverpool, it's almost like Jurgen said, hey, listen, why don't we just finish this up? Why don't we just go ahead and end this match and keep moving? And I feel like that's what we did. Another corner, Mohamed Salah is able to get to the kind of the deflected ball back post, smashes it in, and he's obviously out hunting the goals again. It's definitely someone who is also a current Liverpool great that we're seeing right before our eyes. And I mean, at the end of the day, he just got his 100th goal mark, and now we add another centurion, and that's just kudos to Jurgen Klopp. That's all about the playing squad. I mean, imagine doing that on Liverpool's budgets from FSG and their financial commitment, if you want to call it that, or lack thereof, has been well chronicled on this podcast and many other outlets. It's very difficult to compete with Manchester City, unlimited wealth, Chelsea, unlimited wealth, United, even though they spend really poorly, they basically have unlimited wealth too, right? Judging by this summer alone, where they bought in a bunch of players on huge wages. That's a tribute to Jurgen, the staff, and everybody. But Mohamed Salah scores, you know, we're feeling a bit comfortable. Naby Keita is introduced into the game, and he really, really makes another big difference. His goal, which we all kind of laughed about, was pretty sharp. It was stunning. It was one of those things where Nabi's going to have to be playing a lot more. Curtis Jones is going to have to be playing a lot more. Well, before I get into Nabi and Curtis, I got to give a shout out to Ibrahima Konate. First start, number 5 for Liverpool. I thought that he was assured. Like I said, he won a couple one-on-ones against Benteke, held his own. A few rookie moments, as you would expect, but Ibrahima Konate, very, very sharp and promising in his debut. He looked tall. He looked like a unit, as they'll say. The 5 looks good on him. He looked quick. He looked assured of himself. But very, very promising to see. So just rotation. People are saying, is he the new partner for Van Dijk? We don't know, and we're not going to know. But we have seen, right, that center-back depth is vital as the season wears on. But back to Nabi and Curtis, who I thought played well as they were introduced into the game. But we're going to need to see more of them. Obviously, what a stunning goal. And the thing about Nabi Keita is he has that technique in him. He absolutely has that technique, that ability to hit a ball from range, drive it down into the corner using that kind of it's almost like you hit the ball so hard, the topspin immediately puts the nose of the ball going down, you know. That's something that he's really, really proficient at and does well. Hopefully, we're going to see more of that coming up soon. With Curtis, a couple of nice ways. He's almost like a slowly but surely taking Oxlade-Chamberlain's position. Who drives with the ball? Slowly but surely, he's being the one that Jurgen trusts to do that late, come on, add a little bit of attacking thrust, or even come on late and just be solid defensively. You know, he's a Scouser, so he's tough. Curtis Jones and Nabi Keita will absolutely tackle you. So they're going to be maybe two candidates for heavy box to box minutes, which I like. But Nabi's face when he scored that screamer, man, it was absolutely priceless. And it's like, what a guy, right? You know, what, based on all that he's been through, the injuries, people like myself even doubting if he's going to get over that. Very, very happy for Nabi Keita. So all in all, a very, very neat and tidy, comprehensive Liverpool win. But it didn't always look that way. And, you know, I got to give credit to Palace. Vieira has them playing fairly well. I thought the 3-0 maybe flattered us by a goal or two. I thought we were good, but not great. But at any rate, Firmino should be back in training again soon. And I think the time off will probably do his legs a little bit of good as well. I thought that getting another clean sheet is simply just, you know, Alisson made a lot of big saves. And even when he doesn't make big saves, he has a big presence. So I thought that getting another clean sheet was awesome because Manchester City dropped points. Shout out to them. Billion-pound squad. Can't beat Southampton. You know, make it make sense. Manchester United get rescued by a very, very late and, I'll admit, pretty good Jesse Lingard goal, which at West Ham, his old club, when he was on loan last year, was pretty awkward. You know, Chelsea are still looking for the team to beat. I believe they won 2-0 or 3-0. Smash Tottenham, absolutely. Yeah, the 3-0 definitely smash Tottenham. Tottenham, who are starting to regress to the mean a little bit, right? They're starting to look a little bit more Spursy, right? A little more like Tottenham. But at any rate, this leaves us joint top of the table right now, Red. So I'm liking it. I'm feeling good about it, right? And not only are we winning games, but I said we're winning games quietly. We're winning games quietly. We're not exactly this favorited squad who all the pressure is on. Because after all, I mean, the people are saying, is this Liverpool squad over the hill? You know, people are legitimately having questions saying, is this Liverpool squad just a touch too old? You know, with new contracts being needed for Salah, that whole he's demanding £500,000 a week. I think what we saw with that celebration is Mo Salah loves Liverpool, but Mo Salah needs to be compensated like one of the best players in the world because Mo Salah is one of the best players in the world. Really think about it. Even look at Messi going to PSG. That move was looked at as a little bit of a, I mean, cool and everything, I guess. But Ligue 1 and PSG is kind of beneath you, Messi. You know, it's kind of like you can break all the records in this league that don't mean anything, you know. And that's why I had to salute Ronaldo for coming back to the Premier League, because it's not easy to go back to the top competitions. But that's to be said. Liverpool, keep winning games. Keep getting clean sheets. We continue to find new roles for our players. I'm really excited, like I said, about Nabi and Curtis going forward to see who's going to take over that kind of shuttler, box-to-box number 8 role. But we'll keep rocking. We'll keep rolling. I'm going to have to love you and leave you right around the 10-minute mark. Give everybody back their day. But I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your creativity, your energy, your inspiration, all that good stuff. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. I will see you next week with more content, more fire, more good things. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Peace. Take care.